Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Do you think, and I know you had a couple videos I was watching where you kind of talk about this. Did school prepare you pretty well for this role?
That's interesting. In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. Not how you think it does. I think school, what you really learn in school is like the people you meet, the networking aspects, how to deal with people. That's what you really learn in school. But in regards to classes and everything, I don't think that helped too much in my current role. And honestly, in a lot of roles for most graduates, I think a lot of like dealing with people from different backgrounds, that's probably the main thing that really surprised me coming to the school I went to. Like, I never really, like growing up, I was in a more like lower middle class household. I wouldn't say we're like dirt broke or anything. I wasn't like in a homeless shelter, but we definitely struggled a lot. Since like my dad and my mom split up when I was around 10 or 12 years old. And a lot of the like later years of my childhood years, it was mainly my mom's income taking care of our family. So in the Bay Area is one of the most expensive places in the whole country. So it was very difficult to do that at that time. So my background leading up to my college years, it was a complete culture shock. Like going to USD, it's a Catholic private school. It was the first time really seeing a lot of like millionaires, like multimillionaires. I don't know if you're familiar with the UFC, but Dana White's son goes to my school. Oh, and a lot of like perfect people went to my school, and it's like my first time ever seeing them. Like I always imagined, you know, you watch like, you know, you go on Instagram explore page, you see a lot of like the girls on there. It's like, they look fake, but then they're actually real. And they're actually, you know, the Chris Hemsworths, the Thors of the world, they all go to these type of schools. And I was like, wow, it's just a lot different from what I'm used to. But then going between those two environments helped me a lot in my future roles for sure. Cause like, I know how to deal with people from all different backgrounds and all different walks of life. And I feel like I'm pretty open-minded and I don't really judge people for their pasts or anything, which kind of helps in my role too.
You know, it's funny. I went to school for kinesiology and I have a movement science degree, but I am a software developer now, and
oh, wow.
It's complete like 180 from what I was learning in school. And I feel like I kind of have a similar like perspective on it that, yeah, I don't use like almost anything of what I learned in school in my current role. But I have told people that, you know, in kinesiology and in movement science, it's very, there's a lot of people like that I remember in my classes, lots of athletes or lots of people that mm-hmm. used to play sports. So in that regards, you do take with you this aspect of like working in teams and working together with other people, just because everybody else grew up playing, or not everybody else, but a lot of people grew up playing team sports, and they bring that attitude with them into like the kinesiology classrooms. And I feel like that has helped me in my current role, because, you know, it's not just me developing stuff. It's like our whole team. We have like about 10 people. So you have to learn how to work with certain people, kind of like what you were saying. There's going to be some people where, you know, you can push certain people, and like myself, maybe, where I get super motivated and driven. But if you try to push other people, they're going to get like discouraged and, oh, why are you pushing me so much? So yeah, it kind of speaks a little bit of what you're saying in regards to like dealing with people.